This year's May Bumps on Cam FM. All the action at the riverside. Every stroke, every sweep, every bump. As and when it happens on 97.2.
M4.
Okay, yes, I'm here at the start. For the M4 division, we have King's M2, followed by Clare Hall M1, Keys M3, Downing M3, Jesus M3, Darwin M2, Cats M3, Wolfson M2, Selwyn M3, Corpus Christi M2, Christ's M3, Homerton M2, Pitt Hall M3, St Ed's M2, First and Third M4, Hughes Hall M2, Jesus M4 and Christ M4, and they have begun. Clare Hall are making significant ground up on King's M2. They have set off very hard indeed, so we'll have to look out for a bump there. Downing M3 have also set off quickly and are gaining ground on Keys M3, but are equally being pursued very quickly now by Jesus M3. Jesus M3 are closing down on Downing M3. Then we have Darwin M2 going through with three or four boat lengths either side of them. And then we have St. Cat rowing three or four boat lengths again ahead of Wolfson M2. Wolfson M2 are being closed down now by Selwyn M3. So Selwyn M3 are looking for a bump on Wolfson M2, and there is overlap now. And the Wolfson M2 have conceded. That is Selwyn M3 bumping up on Wolfson M2. But Ed or Mike, can you see anything coming round your way yet?
Yes, a glassy corner. I can see the King's 2 boat actually pulling in. I didn't see Clare Hall 1, so that must have happened in the heart of first post corner. Other than that, I can see a man in a zebra costume. Back to you, Hannah.
Right. Okay, well, I've just seen Corpus row past, followed by Christ M3, who are being pursued now by Homerton M2. Homerton M2 are gaining ground quickly on Christ M3. That could be a bump. And after them, there seems to be a lot of stopping down at the far end of the river. I can only assume that there have been several bumps down there at the bottom of the division, but I'll have to confirm that in a second.
Okay.
Really, all I can see now is Homerton M2 chasing Christ round the corner. Over to you, Mike.
Well, it's Ed again at Glassy Corner. So we had the bump Jesus 3 getting blades, bumping up on Downing 3. That was in the middle of first post corner as well. Now we have an interesting battle developing, Key 3 of Road Path, between Darwing 2 and Cat 3. At the moment, I'd say they are on station, that is to say a length and a half apart, which is the distance they stay apart. But that will go a long way down the course. Back to you briefly, Hannah.
Okay, Ed, yes, I'm here. And all I can conclude then is that at the bottom of the division, we have had three bumps. St. Ed's M2 on Tit Hall M3, Hughes Hall M2 bumping first and third M4, and Christ M4 bumping up on Jesus M4, because as I said, all the boats at the bottom of the division have stopped under the motorway bridge. And other than that, I can't see any crews at the moment. Any more from you, Ed?
Very briefly, we had a bump between Homerton 2 bumping up on Christ 3, so it's just Corpus at the back, but now we'll go to Mike at Ditton.
So it's Tim at Ditton. I've see coming into me, I've got Adam. Keys 3. See, Keys 3 are racing very strongly here. They're taking a very close line on Ditton. They're looking very strong. Behind them, I can see this battle between Darwin 2 and Cats 3. This is remaining close as they come past the plough. They're certainly, Cats have certainly closed them down. There's less, maybe they're back on station here, or maybe slightly under, maybe a length in it. This is, this could be very interesting going into long reach. Cats taking a slightly tighter line into Ditton, but they're too far behind to get a bump immediately. This is going to carry all the way through into the reach, I think. I'm just going to keep walking around Ditton to see what goes on. Their bank parties cycle past me. They're close. Cats are definitely closing down here. They're down to a half length. They're coming much wider into the reach. They're continuing to row strongly, looking all together. Oars looking very strong. there, and as they come, as Darwin rode past me, Mike, can you see them yet?
Yeah, Tim, so the Keys blades are coming around the corner. As soon as you turn into the long reach, you get met by that well southwesterly blast. It's warm air hitting you in the face. It's about 20, 25 knots, and you can see the boat's speed just drop. Keys have got clear water between them and the next boat, which is Darwin M2. Darwin M2 trying to take the towpath bank side, having rowed a tight corner around Ditton. And they are trying as hard as they can. But St. Cat's seem to be the ones who are closing that gap down. Looking at this distance, it looks like it's gone to quarter of a length. There's a quarter of a length now. St. Cat's are rowing an oblique line to try and head down Darwin off. St. Cat's rowing from the south bank towards the north bank, and there's got to be overlap now. As we're the midway down the long reach, Keys rowing ahead with clear water. Looks like Cats are just going to go for the overtake, and they're going to do it. They're rating higher. They've got their blades in a much better stink. There we are, hand in the air. Darwin M2 has been bumped by St. Cats M3 after that long tussle midway down the long reach. Behind them, a good 8 lengths or so before you see your next blade. Tim, what's happening further back?
So Corpus 2 have rowed past me a little while ago, but I haven't seen anything since. So, Ed, have you got any news on Crichton 3 and Homerton 2?
Yes, I have. Homerton 2 have just rowed past me with their foliage on. They bumped just in the gut on the exit of first post corner. Behind that, Ed's 2 bumped Trinity Hall 3, Hughes Hall 2 bumped first and third 4, Christ 4 bumped Jesus 4. So I don't think we're going to see any more boats here. So do we want a rundown from Hannah?
Yes, I'm here. Okay, so what we think has happened, we think Clare Hall M1 has bumped King's M2, Keys M3 have rowed over, Jesus M3 bumped up on Downing M3, St. Cat's M3 bumped Darwin M2, Selwyn M3 bumped Wolfson M2, Corpus Christi M2 rowed over, Homerton M2 bumped Christ M3, and St. Ed's M2 bumped Trinity Hall M3, Hughes Hall M2 bumped first and third M2, and Christ M4 bumping up on Jesus M4. That's what we think it's shaped up as.
Maybumps. Maybumps.
Cam FM.
Results.
Very exciting division, men's four. Lots of early bumps. It was exactly as we called them. King's M2 bumped by Clare Hall 1 at the top. Interestingly, there is a Jack Russell on the towpath who's wearing a Clare Hall jumper. Looks very cute. I've seen him a few times down here, a few years running now. So the number one supporter of Clare Hall there. Keys M3 row over. Downing M3 bumped by Jesus M3, which means Jesus M3 get their blades. Darwin M2 bumped by St. Cat's M3 in the long reach, and look forward to an interview with one of their crew members coming up later. Wolfson M2 bumped by Selwyn M3. Wolfson M2 getting a wooden spoon. Corpus Christi M2 row over. Then further back, Christ M3 bumped by Homerton M2 very early on. Trinity Hall M3 bumped by St. Ed's M2. First and Thirds M4 bumped by Hughes Hall M2. A miserable year for First and Thirds, actually. So First and Thirds M4 getting their spoons there. Jesus M4 at the back, bumped by the sandwich boat Christ M4. So Christ bump up into men's fourth division proper.
May bumps.
Cam FM.